It is bonus time. The gang back together. How are you?
Tired.
Yeah, bet you are.
But excited to be back. I miss you guys.
Yeah, well, we were without Zach last week, or was without us.
Yes.
I was on vacation. You were doing the Central Iowa Fair, Chelsea.
Zach was like, so are you on bonus time? I said, no, I'm going to, in fact, be at the Sheep Show at 7:30 in the morning.
Sheep Show. The Sheep Show, you know, really outranks bonus time.
It kind of does. It's kind of my job. I get paid to be there.
You do get paid.
And, you know, I just want to say, I tried to get Kendra Sorensen to come back, and she tried to maneuver her schedule. But unfortunately, she couldn't get out of a meeting that she had as well. So, we went deep into the bullpen.
Ooh. Was it Liz Wise?
Liz Wise is who I brought in, who did a great job.
She did?
Yeah, she ended up being late to Fargo to watch her son wrestle in Nationals to be on bonus time.
Wow.
Dedicated. That's great.
That's what we like to hear, Liz.
That's what we're here for.
That's what we appreciate you. We're back together. I'll introduce the crew. That's Zach Tomisch, Chelsea Llewellyn, Kyle Martin here with you. And bonus time is all about just sharing funny, crazy stories. And we've actually had quite a few here. Lenny Kravitz, the rocker.
Yeah.
Are you a fan?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Okay.
I know who he is.
I'm really happy you know who he is.
Plays guitar.
Yeah, he's a singer. He says he tells E online that he exercises in his leather pants because that's what he performs in on stage.
Makes sense.
So he works out in. Listen, Zach.
He's probably working out on that stage, so it makes sense.
You've seen a lot of interesting wardrobe choices at our local Y.
Yeah.
Have you seen anybody in leather pants?
I guess I'll have to pay a little more attention to the material. Normally, it's the jeans that stand out in the workout area.
So, yeah, he works out in leather pants.
Super uncomfortable.
I hope he has a personal gym. I bet he does.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Nobody sees him,
no.
Right?
And I don't think he cares if they do. He's probably, rocking those leather pants.
That's right.
He goes, you've seen him on stage.
He's singing, I want to get away.
Maybe he should make his next song about his leather pants.
Ooh. Oh,
that would be a good
move.
There's
an idea.
I was recently in Florida. Did not see any alligators.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did you see water?
I saw lots of water.
Then you definitely, alligators saw you.
That's true.
Just because you didn't see them doesn't mean they weren't
there. Florida woman under investigation for petting an alligator in Marion County, Florida. She's gone viral for posting a video of herself just going up to a gator. And, nice.
What do people think?
Is it illegal to pet? I mean, listen, dangerous, yes, I understand, but illegal, apparently?
I'm sure there's some protections on wildlife.
Yeah, she was fine. The video comes days after, unfortunately, a woman was killed by a gator in Florida.
Well, see? Dangerous.
Speaking of wildlife.
Are we going to talk about the bison?
I was just going to say that. It's like petting bison. Maybe we choose not to do that,
okay,
guys.
Okay, have you seen the video that came out? Was it earlier this week, Kyle, that it came? I think it was earlier this week of a man.
Yes.
Well, they were at a safe distance, to be honest with you. It looks like a truck came through that kind of startled the bison and then comes around. They're
real
like
fast.
Running around a tree, and this bison takes this man
8 feet in the air.
At least.
He broke, broke his leg, I think.
Bovine are fast, man. You wouldn't think they would because they carry all that weight. So I'm sure it's just as fast as a cow.
You haven't seen the video?
No.
Oh, I'm pulling it up.
It's crazy. Well, he goes head over heels.
Yeah, and it totally, they were at a safe distance.
Right.
I would argue, they didn't do anything wrong. It looks like the truck is what startles them.
So was that a Yellowstone?
Yes, I just looked. Bison tosses man in Yellowstone.
Okay, Yellowstone.
Great headstone. Okay.
Yeah, it was, wow. Okay.
That's scary.
Are you going to show her?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay. I want to see.
Oh, my God. Holy cow.
Yeah.
No, that's a
and
bison.
He's not young. He's not a young whippersnapper.
No.
That's an older gentleman. He's going to take a while to bounce back from that.
Well, okay. Define older, okay?
He's not 20.
I may take issue with this. Because,
do you have a long white beard like this man?
I don't, but if I remember correctly, the guy, when I read the article, he's only 62.
Well, listen, I'm just saying that I'm only 34, but I don't bounce back like I did at 20. So I'm just saying he's not like 20.
I'm learning that too.
If I got tossed over by one of my cows like that and I'm only 34, it'd take a while. So I can't imagine being older than that.
I spent hours walking in Disneyland with kids.
Oh my God.
With little tiny kids.
Killing me overnight from just a fair.
Hours. Upon hours. I think I rather would have been tossed around by other
guys. Yeah, but that's the wrestling mentality. You were tossed a couple of times like that in elementary school.
Oh, tuck and roll, buddy. Tuck and roll. We're going to take a break. We will be back with more bonus
time. Are you ready
time.
For a new chapter in your career? One that includes great benefits and pay. One where you feel like a valued contributor to the story. Go to storymedical.org/careers now for current openings and apply today. From clinical staff to administrative to maintenance to kitchen, everyone is an important part of Story Medical Center's promise of providing the best experience every time. Be part of a bigger story and better career at Story Medical Center in Nevada. Storymedical.org/careers. Story Medical Center is an equal opportunity employer.
For your commercial or agricultural projects, trust D&B AgroSystems of Hubbard. D&B AgroSystems is a turnkey operation for commercial and on-the-farm solutions. At D&B, they offer grain storage, handling, and drying systems for all sizes of operation. For more than 40 years, D&B has built a name by consistently delivering quality products and prompt, reliable service at competitive prices. For complete details on what D&B AgroSystems of Hubbard can do for your operation, visit dnbsystems.com.
Ready, set, climb. Play Quickstar's Mountain Dew Quick Climb and score cash this summer. Now through August 16th, play free every day in the Quick Rewards app. Daily cash prizes, climbing up to $250,000 payday at the top. Buy select Pepsi Cola beverages to earn bonus plays. Your summer, your climb, your win. Only at Quickstar. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents residing in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan, South Dakota, North Dakota, or Wisconsin. Ends August 16th. Bonus plays require qualifying purchase. See full rules at quickstar.com/sweepstakes.
Looking to make your home work for you? At Lenox Employees Credit Union, their home equity loan puts cash in your hands at a rate you can count on. Lock in a 5-year fixed rate as low as 4.74%. Use the equity in your home for renovations, debt consolidation, or life's big moments while keeping your payments predictable and affordable. Stop waiting and start building your future today. Visit LenoxECU.com or call them to learn more. Lenox Employees Credit Union, 1004 East Main Street in Marshalltown. See all rates at LenoxECU.com.
Welcome back. It's bonus time. And, you know, the Iowa State Fair has the buffalo chip or cow chip throwing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How about grandpa throwing?
Too soon.
Too soon. Wow.
Not soon enough.
Anyway, I hope he's okay. Florida pizzeria accepting pythons as payment. Zach?
Why? More details.
Yeah.
Why?
NBC says Everglades City, Florida pizzeria named Wildman's Pizza, Pasta, and Pythons is accepting pythons in exchange for a free pizza. The pizzeria uses snake fat to make snake oils, skin creams, and soap.
Truly a snake oil salesman.
It literally. They also use snake bones to make jewelry. The pizzeria owner, Dustin Crum, says, "I'm the first place in the world to accept pythons as currency." Well, there you go. As long as
first and last.
Yeah, as long as the python's not on the pizza.
You
yeah.
Know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd do a little python meat.
A little python meat.
As long as it's, you know, cooked.
Hey, I'd like a python and pineapple.
The old P&P. Yeah. Python, pineapple, and pepperoni, baby.
Oh, man. I wonder what that tastes like. Tastes like chicken.
Do you think,
probably.
Yeah.
Do you think he's just trying to get pythons out of the wild, or he just likes pythons?
I don't know. It says he's in the Everglades, so he's right there in prime python territory.
Yeah, readily available in the backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, look, son, we don't have enough food. Go get that python back there.
Look at Chelsea's face.
I'm not afraid of snakes, but I don't know about this.
I mean, something's going to go wrong, and in 4 weeks we're going to have a story about, you know, Wild Mike here.
poor Mike.
Having an issue with pythons.
Mike was found wrapped up in several pythons.
Five pythons crushed Wild Mike.
And then they put him in the pizza.
Did you say they're making lotions out of?
Yeah, potions and lotions. Mm. Okay. Have we discussed... I'm not a bath guy. I will take a bath if I'm like really sore or something and I need the hot water or whatever. I just don't like bathing in my own bath water. My own juices.
That's, you know, that's fair. I'm usually too big for bathtubs.
Oh, here we go with the tall thing again.
The height card.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't fit in normal bathtubs.
He played that card again. How many? We ought to have a drinking game. How many times Zach says he's tall?
Start tally on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one drink every time I bring up my height. Two drinks every time I make fun of Kyle's height.
Yeah, that's true.
But I've got an extra high. Like my bathtub is higher than normal, so I feel like it might actually work. I've never done it in the 2 years that I've lived in my house.
You've never taken a bath, not once.
In my house.
Okay.
I have taken a bath. Yes.
Once. One time.
At one point, my mom put me in the kitchen sink because I wasn't very tall. That's one drink.
Wow.
Yeah. Chelsea, as a woman, give us the, are you a shower or, I mean, you bathe your daughter.
Yeah.
So.
There's usually too many toys in the bathtub to take a bath.
That's right. Yeah.
I have a very old style bathroom, so I don't take very many baths.
Okay.
Not since I've been pregnant and needed to get the swelling out of my legs
and
feet.
My mom's got like jets and stuff in her bathtub.
That's fancy. She's love that.
She's got this like thing that I got her for Christmas that will hold up her books. It's got a little coaster for drinks and stuff. She like
one of those trays of hooks on the bathtub.
Yeah, she loves. Ever since she moved into this house with like jets and stuff in her bathtub, she takes them all the time now.
Jane, I'll be over after one.
I'm sure she wouldn't mind.
Where's Kyle? He's in Jane's bathtub.
Again?
Again? This is the second time this week.
Oh, my. It's been a rough week.
Yeah, it has. Okay, the reason I bring this up is we go to Clyde, North Carolina. A woman, she's 82 years of age, and again, I feel sorry for her. Her name is Joan Rivett. She was trapped in her bathtub for 9 days.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. But
life light.
Poor Joan.
Her
Joan.
Life alert.
But how would you tell if she's old or just wrinkled from being in the water?
That's rude.
Pruny.
That's not rude. That's just the truth.
Joan's pruny. She always looks that way. What are you talking about? Anyway, the shower rod fell on her, so she could not get out. She survived by turning on the faucet with her foot and drinking the water. She must be really bendy. That's all. So she's drinking the bath water.
Well, it's coming from the faucet.
Yeah, still though.
But and like, which? Yeah, are you
life or death, Kyle? You would drink it.
I would.
I mean, you can drink your urine if you're hydrated enough.
What's going on here? What that happened?
A weird turn of events.
Yeah, that
one. I'm just saying, like, if I know that I can survive, if I'm hydrated enough, I can.
He
drink
was in
my
Boy
urine.
Scouts. He knows.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm an outdoor rec major.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
He majored. You both are?
We did the same program, yeah.
What was your certificate in?
I was one short class for getting it. Oh. But it was outdoor rec.
It was camping.
Yeah, we did backpacking and canoeing.
Camping 101.
That
was a credit.
It was. They were. We literally took canoe trips and backpacking trips.
Canoeing?
Uh-huh.
I did rock climbing as a class in college. I had a broken arm during that semester.
We could also get a credit
passed.
From taking a swim class.
I took lifeguarding too.
That's I think mine was lifeguarding. That's why I didn't get my outdoor rec certificate because I went one day and I was like, I'm not diving in that deep end. I'm out. I'm just not going to get the certificate.
Yeah,
then.
You got to get somebody at the.
I was like, I'm good. I'm good.
12 and a half feet,
not
I believe.
Not actually that good of a swimmer. I can swim to save my life, but not to save another human's life.
Look at my face. I am shocked. That these are real classes.
They were. Canoeing was, I loved that trip. It was amazing. Half semester.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. LYHS. Go.
World Cup.
He's a private school person. Sorry. He doesn't get it.
Yeah.
We're down to the final two, Argentina, and who's the other one?
Spain.
España. playing in the World Cup. Well, New York Post says male World Cup soccer players have been wearing GPS vests that look like sports bras.
Oh.
Underneath.
GPS vests?
That's what those are.
Yeah. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Yeah, the vests track speed, distance, and effort.
Effort. Is your heart
pumping
enough?
So they're on the chopping block and they don't put enough effort in for next year or what?
I mean, that's what the bench is for.
Where was this when I was taking, you know, fourth grade PE?
No,
Kyle, your effort is really bad.
Those girls that stood in the corner during dodgeball?
Yeah.
Come
Me.
On.
The crop,
hey, dodgeball.
I targeted you.
The crop top design keeps the GPS pod steady between shoulder blades. Coaches use the data to plan training and prevent injuries.
That's wild. That's a lot of technology.
Yeah.
I mean, they could make it a full shirt if they wanted to.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be a crop top.
That's all I'm saying.
Why is Lionel wearing a bra? We call it a bro?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Kramer made these way back in the 90s.
Anyway, okay.
That's interesting.
We go to Moscow, Russia. Mother Russia. A library there recently hosted a public robot wedding. Two robots got hitched, literally.
Who paid for it?
I'm sure. Listen, rubles? How many rubles would a robot wedding cost?
Well, the oligarchs there.
Yeah. Two humanoid robots named Robert and Matilda had a ceremony. There was also a robot dog.
Oh, my God. Their whole family.
And Robert wore a black suit and a maroon tie. Matilda, well, of course, she wore white.
Right.
Right, yeah. And had a long, long...
This seems like this is part of a horror movie.
Would they spend their honeymoon at a garage?
Getting oiled
and
up.
That's been
getting oiled up. Just, you know, they're oiled.
Listen, yeah, exactly. You're about...
Being tuned up.
You're about 3 quarts low, Bob.
It's because of what, the shenanigans that were going on last
that's
night.
That's right. So anyway.
I mean, is this... Okay, we've got robot cars. We've got robot dogs. I've seen robot soldiers out of University of Boston as well. And now we're marrying robots. Is this just saying, like... Hey, robots, be part of our society.
Listen, this is like out of a horror movie.
It's
how it starts.
Totally a movie, right?
We've all seen iRobot, right?
It's a script, yeah.
Is that going to happen in my life? Do I have to be Will Smith and iRobot later in my life? That's just my question.
Prep now.
I haven't seen iRobot.
I haven't either,
but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I kind of go past it when I see it on
this. It's a great movie, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
I'm having a Will Smith problem since the whole slap at the Oscars.
Well, this is pre-slap.
Okay, but still, pre-slap or post-slap, I'm still...
Separate the artist from the slap.
I'm having trouble with the violence that occurred at the Oscars.
That's
How many
fine.
Years ago was that? That was a while ago, man.
I know. I'm holding a grudge against
that even happened.
Will Smith.
But I would say he also has a lot more violence in this movie, and none of the times does he slap a robot.
Well, that's good.
That's okay. That's good to know. Then I'm watching it.
He has a lot more firepower than his hands.
Okay.
And where are we watching this? Netflix?
Oh, I have no
I think
idea.
It's
Prime.
I think it's on Prime or Netflix because it's on one of the streaming services that I have.
That you have
I might
you see
own
it.
Yeah.
I might own it.
So
bring me the DVD next week.
Okay. So robots. Where are we gonna go here? I had a story.
It's on Hulu.
I have Hulu. So I'm gonna watch it. Buffalo Wild Wings. Speaking of buffaloes. Their ranch dressing has gone viral at certain Buffalo Wild Wings. They're putting Pop Rocks in.
What?
Nice.
No.
Good way to knock out a filling.
They don't pop that hard.
Yeah, they stopped making them because kids were choking.
Oh, my.
For a while.
Oh, I pop rocks at home.
Of course you do, Zach.
He eats shapes, mac and cheese.
Well, it's fun. You know, if you make sounds in your mouth.
I've never had a Pop Rock before.
What?
Okay.
This is surprising.
We're so getting you some Pop Rocks.
I'll bring some in.
We'll do it live.
Yep, right here on the air. Oh, man.
You could do it over the microphone.
They make
ASMR.
They're very loud.
Could be a new segment, ASMR.
What's ASMR?
I don't know what it stands for, but it's...
Oh, sure. You give me an acronym, but you don't know what it...
It's like the... Yeah.
Yeah.
When people are like...
The quiet noises.
Oh. Yeah.
We're now going to open up our Pop Rocks.
Okay.
And then they would rip the bag right in front of it.
Oh.
It's popular on TikTok.
Okay. Anyway, it's mixed in the ranch dressing. And other menu on.
He sounds like a mouse.
I'm trying to scratch it.
Way
to
go.
I don't even like ranch enough to even want to try that.
Way to go, Chelsea.
Wait, hold on. Time out. Back up. You don't like ranch?
Listen, yes, I like ranch, but not enough to want to do that. I will eat ranch on a salad. That's about it.
If there's anything that these people from other countries have learned during the World Cup, it's that we eat ranch.
That's what I've heard.
That's our thing.
People take it back with them.
Are you
in their little shot bottles?
Are you anti-American? Is that what's
happening?
Apparently,
because
right
I don't eat steak either. Remember.
And she's a cow farmer. That's what I love.
Listen, I eat my weight in ground beef every night, 7 days a week.
Contractually obligated to stay here till 9 o'clock. I'd walk out right now. I'm that mad.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. A shoplifting suspect hides from police in a shopping bag. Either the person was really tiny.
I was just gonna say, how small was this person?
Or
was it Peter Dinklage? Yeah. What's going on here?
The Courier says a shoplifting suspect in the UK recently hid from the police inside a large shopping bag. The man stole from a local store. Police arrested the suspect after seeing the bag move.
Is this like when Ezekiel Elliott jumped in the big red kettle or something? Like, how big is this bag?
I don't know, but now I kind of want one.
What, one of the bags?
Yes.
It's going to be bigger than you.
I'm just going to say you can hide it in.
That's two drinks.
I've already drank my Monster, guys. I don't got anything left to drink.
Oh, my. Okay, where else can we go? Thief tries to rob a bank with a stolen kitten.
With
a stolen kitten.
Does that make the kitten an accomplice?
I think it does.
But she was there, you know, the kitten's there beyond
stuffed in his pocket or something?
Unwillingly.
Yeah.
An unwilling accomplice. Poor We've kid. All had those. NBC.
I don't know what you're implying, okay. But okay.
NBC says Beltsville, Maryland man recently arrested after trying to rob a bank with a stolen kitten in his hand. Oh, it wasn't even concealed. It wasn't a concealed kitten. He's probably going to get off, right? Magnolia, a three-month-old kitty, was taken from a local pet store. Thief ran to a nearby PNC bank and asked the teller to hold Magnolia while he wrote a note demanding cash. Handed it over to the teller. I guess she must have hit a panic button because cops got there and arrested him. Wow. Magnolia is still available, by the way, for adoption.
I was just saying, I hope a nice family adopts that cat after that torture.
Traumatized. Yeah.
That cat is hardened. What are you talking about?
Ready to rob the next bank.
He's telling all her friends.
Listen, don't hand me over to the teller next time. This didn't work for my previous owner. Keep me in your pocket.
Yeah.
We have a kitten here with a little experience, a little life experience.
It's got some street cred.
Just don't go down Fremont. No. That block there, they are very... Those cats are mad.
Magnolia has been known to hold up banks. Finally, I think we've got one more story. Cops arrest thief after she returns to get her car. Not a smart girl. ABC says Barrie, Vermont police recently arrested Ashley Lynch. That sounds like a made-up name almost. Ashley
Lynch. It's John's son.
Yeah. She broke into a home, stole an elderly dog. What is going on here? Then she took the car. She later returned to the home to retrieve her own car. So wait
a
minute.
Oh, my God.
She left her car at the scene of the crime.
That's seems like an easy way to identify.
She was quickly arrested. Yeah. The dog was found a short while later. We're out of time, guys. This was a lot of fun. I'm glad that we are back together.
We've been reunited.
We have been. And it feels
reunited, and it feels so good.
All right.